Good market event happening in Emporia Main Street, and we bring in Main Street Executive Director Casey Woods. Casey, good morning. How are you?
I am doing fantastic, and I'm about with you on missing time. So,
yeah, you blink and it's gone. It's like,
you
wow,
do.
We're way behind. Well, you're never behind, though. Come on, you're always ahead.
A step ahead.
We always got something going on, and the big something coming up, as you just mentioned, is the Great American Market with 6 full city blocks full of different vendors. Some are old favorites. Some are coming quite a distance to the Great American Market with a couple hundred plus vendors that will be in the downtown area. So not this Saturday, but next Saturday, September 9th, we will have that event that runs from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m., make sure you come down and enjoy all the food vendors, all the crafts, all the literally just about anything that you can potentially imagine in downtown Emporia. Invite your family and friends. And then we know that there are storefronts that will also have a variety of different specials that day. So it's a great opportunity to come down and check out all the different things that will be in store. There will be some local nonprofits that will have some fundraisers. The day is just going to be a blast, so make sure that you're setting your calendar for that. A couple of different things that are happening before that. I know this weekend is the Halfway to Everywhere Festival, so you can check that out downtown, and you can go online for more details there. September 6th, we have a cleanup downtown, so we always do a cleanup prior to the Great American Market. We've got some student groups that have signed up, but community members are welcome, and we're just going to make sure that everything looks fantastic for those folks that are coming out for the Great American Market. We draw just spectators, visitors, shoppers from other states. We want to put our best foot forward. We also want to announce this is the last week to register for the Makerspace Summit that will be held in Emporia at Emporia State University. We have people that are coming from throughout the state. I think we hoped for like 60 people, and it sounds like we're going to max out at 120. You have the opportunity to register until the end of the day this Friday. So if you've ever wondered about maker spaces or fabrication labs and how to do one of those or how to get involved, go to EmporiaMainStreet.com, and we've got some more information. We're also in the round of HEAL grants. These are building grants for downtown buildings for property owners that meet specific sorts of guidelines. These grants are up to $100,000. If you're interested as a property owner in the downtown area to learn more about HEAL and what the requirements are, you can contact Emporia Main Street, and we'll walk you through that particular program and the individual specifications. It's going to be super busy this fall. I think I'm going to have to kiss my 9-year-old on the forehead and say, see you in January.
Merry Christmas.
There you go. Happy New Year. But if you're looking for all those events or activities, you can go to EmporiaMainStreet.com. We've got tons of different things that are going to be listed on the website. And just everybody have a fun and exciting Labor Day before we go through and crank it up for this fall.
Well, and go ahead, John.
No, go ahead, Ron, because I've got a secondary topic that I wanted to dive into.
I was just going, now I totally lost my entire train of thought.
Oh, Lord,
see,
I'm sorry.
Here we go. It didn't take long to knock me off the track.
Oh, go ahead, man. John. All right, Casey. Main Street had posted a couple of things here earlier this week about vandalism. I was going to ask if that, if you'd gotten anywhere on that particular investigative process after the stuff came out here. I think it was on Monday.
Well, yes. If you're walking in the downtown area, especially in the blocks that were affected, there's like a gauntlet of security cameras. So there was all sorts of information that was posted to us, and we had the individuals that were listed on the video also stopped into a local business and all used some information that identified them immediately, and all of that was forwarded to the Emporia Police Department. So they are taking care of that as we speak.
And I was going to mention also that Casey was mentioning activities coming up before year's end, and they are aplenty, but I just want to make sure people stay tuned and stay abreast of activity concerning Freedom Fest, which is getting even bigger this year, Casey. They've got a lot of stuff going on, so we'll start the preview of that here very shortly, because a lot going on with that Veterans Week activity down at the All Veterans Memorial. They've got a lot in the lineup, Casey, for this year.
They do. They have a new Norwegian Ruck March, which is 18.2 miles, and you have to carry a 25-pound ruck pack. Vigilance Martial Arts is helping with that. And we have these cool RFID tags that scan people in when they get done, and then you weigh your pack. They do that for all the armed forces except for the sailors, that they use a barcode because it's their Norwegian march and they have to Scandinavian.
Okay, there we go. I'm glad I didn't forget that this week.
Well navigated there, Casey. Well
Casey,
navigated.
On that note, have a great day.
You too.
Casey Woods, Emporia Main Street. With us here this morning, KVOE Live and local here. Beautiful start to the day, 61 degrees. It is 8:52. Ron Thomas and Chuck Samples. Blake will be in with the sports here in just a little bit as we gear up for, don't forget, Emporia State football kicks off.
Ooh, believe it or not, yes.
Tomorrow night, Chuck. It is tomorrow night.
Cannot wait.
Yeah, live at the Hive starts at 4:30. We'll be broadcasting live from that, Tank and Trahoon. Live music and all kinds of pregame tailgating fun.
Oh, yes.
Happening there. But 7 p.m. kickoff, Lincoln will be in town, and fireworks after the contest.
How cool is that, folks?
That is really cool. So a big start to the season. Looks like it's going to be a pretty nice day tomorrow, too. Sunny and 90. Really can't beat that.
We've had much worse in the recent past.
So make it a point to get your tickets. Let's all gather at Welch Stadium and cheer on our ranked Emporia State Hornet football team as they gear up for the 2023 campaign. Football is here, and we're excited about it. And, of course, the game broadcast live on Mix 104.9, your home for Hornet Athletics. Blake Cripps, along with Dan Courtright and Tegan Trahoon, will bring you ESU football each and every week on Mix 104.9. 6:53, 61 degrees. Good morning.
Hey, Emporia. At Next Tech Wireless, it's wireless on your terms. You pick a 36, 24, or 18-month agreement and get a device on us like the iPhone 14 or the new Google Pixel 7. Stuck in a contract?